Member Care Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. Every one of us can remember when mother or father or another relative or someone else in authority said to us, "Wash your hands, it's time to eat." Well, that's still good advice, and not just at mealtimes. Of course, we all know that washing our hands is a good idea, but how many of us really practice it more than just once in a while? According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the United States, keeping your hands clean is one of the most important things you can do to help you avoid becoming sick. It also helps to keep you from sharing germs with others. Actually, it's claimed that washing your hands well with soap and clean water helps to remove up to 99% of germs that can lead to the spread of a number of diseases or other unpleasant conditions. If soap and water don't happen to be available, then use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. If one of these is available, that would be a good option. The hand sanitizer should contain at least 60% alcohol. But remember, while they're handy and also helpful for the times when washing with water is not possible, sanitizers do not eliminate all types of germs. For example, a hand sanitizer will not remove certain viruses that can cause diarrhea. And if your hands are visibly dirty or perhaps greasy, then a hand sanitizer is not as effective as washing with soap and water. If you live in a country with plenty of fresh, clean, running water, then your first choice should be to wash your hands under running water, with soap, of course, if that is available. If you happen to live in a location where you don't have ready access to fresh, clean, running water, then you will have to use whatever water is available or an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Many diseases and conditions can be prevented or kept from spreading if you practice proper hand washing at the appropriate times. According to the Centers for Disease Control, also known as the CDC, hand washing reduces the number of people who get sick with diarrhea by 31%. The practice also reduces the number of colds by 21%. And there is a long list of other diseases and infections that can be stopped or reduced by the simple practice of washing your hands at appropriate times. Now that sounds like it would be a worthwhile custom to include in your daily routine. So when are the best times, the most important times to wash your hands? Well, of course, you would wash your hands before you prepare food, and also sometimes while you are preparing food. This is especially true when you're handling raw meat or chicken or fish before you move on to handle something else. And then wash your hands when you are finished preparing the food. Wash your hands before eating your food, especially food that you will pick up with your hands. Wash your hands after using the toilet. Of course, wash your hands after changing a baby's diapers or nappy, if you prefer, or after you help a child who has used the toilet. It is also suggested that it is good to wash your hands after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. This may not always be practical. Use good judgment. You should always wash your hands before you care for someone who is sick, and of course, after you have been caring for them, before you move on to some other activity. Likewise, you should wash your hands before and after taking care of a cut or a wound on yourself or someone else. It is also suggested that you wash your hands after touching an animal. That could be a farm animal or a pet. Again, use good judgment. It probably wouldn't be practical to run to the tap or water supply every time you touch an animal, but certainly when you change activities and before you move on to do something else. After you have handled garbage to dispose of it, is certainly another time when it would be good to wash your hands. You should also wash your hands before you do anything that requires you to put your fingers in or near your mouth or your eyes. Many hospitals now provide a foamy soap from special dispensers that are activated by your presence without touching them. This is to avoid contamination. Some public washrooms also provide the same type of product. This is a good idea, but it's probably not practical for the average home or the place where you are living and working on international assignment. For you, very likely the only choice is a bar of soap. This is not necessarily the most sanitary option, but as one hygiene expert put it, it's better than nothing. When you wash your hands with a bar of soap, lather liberally, wash vigorously, and rinse thoroughly. If possible, use clean running water. If this is not possible, use the cleanest water that is available. If you're using running water, turn off the faucet after wetting your hands to save water, and then, using a paper towel to avoid contaminating your hand again, turn the faucet on again for rinsing. And it's recommended that you wash your hands or scrub your hands for at least 20 seconds each time. This is to give adequate time to remove as many as possible of all the invisible little creatures, like viruses, parasites, and bacteria, that may be on your skin. The recommendation usually is to dry your hands on a clean towel or a paper towel, or let your hands air dry. Having available a clean towel for each time you wash your hands probably isn't practical, except in a hospital situation. Paper towels may or may not be available or affordable, so the third option may be the best choice by default, depending on your situation. That is air drying. By that we mean shake off most of the water from your hands, then hold them out in the air until they dry naturally. If sunshine is available, that would be excellent. Actually, many studies have been done on the best, and by that we mean most sanitary, methods of drying your hands after washing. Comparing many of the studies, the Mayo Clinic found that paper towels are the best choice. It is up to you to pick the drying option that works best for you, and the method that is the most practical in your situation. In addition to washing your hands, there is something else you can do to help prevent the transfer of germs and infection-causing possibilities. You may not have given much thought to this as a practice for better health, but it is apparently quite important. Keep your fingernails trimmed and keep them cleaned. By that I mean underneath the fingernails. The upper surfaces will be cleaned when you wash your hands. To clean under the nails, a nail file is often the first and obvious choice. In addition, it would be good to periodically scrub under the nails with soap and water using a good brush with stiff bristles. So, as far as personal hygiene is concerned, we've concentrated on washing your hands. This, as we have said, is very important, but don't forget the rest of your body. A good shower with soap can help to prevent infection, that is, if running water is plentiful and available. Bacterial eye infections, such as trachoma, can be prevented by regularly washing your face with soap and water. Then, of course, there is the care of your teeth and your mouth. For more about that, check out our feature on dental care on this website. So remember what your mother said. Did you wash your hands? A Moment for Your Health is presented by Member Care Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.